Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco has a new fire chief. Mayor London Breed introduced Janine Nicholson at a ceremony at City Hall this morning.
This woman is tough. This woman is resilient. This woman is a leader.
So, Phil, tell us more about Janine Nicholson.
Well, this woman is also a 25-year veteran of San Francisco firefighting. 24 of those years, or at least 23 of those years, because it might have been a year and a half, 2 years ago, she has been on the front line. Or in the station houses. And it was only in the last year, year and a half, that's why I was standing there, is that she went into administration. So she is very tight with the rank and file, and they see her as a firefighter and a paramedic. She's been a paramedic as well, so she's rank and file. One little correction on our intro, she's not the new fire chief. Because of the exiting of our current fire chief, Joanne Hayes White,
isn't done yet.
Got so it. She, Mayor Breed, announced who the next one's going to be, but we're not going to have the swearing in. That's going to be a second ceremony.
Sounds like this isn't all that controversial this time. Like so often with the police department, you make a move and you upset some union or this constituency or whatnot.
I would have to say first of all, things tend to be a lot smoother over at the fire department than they do at the police department, okay?
Historically speaking.
It's a rougher ride over there, and somebody's always, it's like when you call a cop, somebody's not going to be happy. But when you call a firefighter, everybody wants to see him. And in this case, the chief was, they had five the names given to the mayor, three that she picked from. There was politics involved. There was a question about whether going inside or outside the department, and everybody's voice said, stay with in the department. So this is the first openly gay fire chief as well. But I think this is more a connection with the rank and file. The union's happy about it. Even outgoing fire chief Joanne Hayes White is happy about it. So in the overall things, if you're a mayor, a couple of things you want to be clear about and safe about. One is fire and one's police. Everything else can kind of go wrong. But you really want to make sure that when the alarm goes off, the fire responds. And I think this person hits that comfort level square on.
You're mentioning the outgoing fire chief, Joanne Hayes White, that she was in favor of this appointment. Did she have a lot of clout behind the scenes on who got to replace her?
I wouldn't say she had a lot of clout behind the scenes. The fire commission was pretty much for it. Joanne Hayes White has clout in front of the scenes. She's one of the most popular people in San Francisco. She has a big following on the west side of the city, the primary, what we used to call the parishes, the Irish community. So what she says or thinks matters. And the mayor knows that. Now, here's the thing. Like I said, the mayor is going to have named the chief today, but Joanne Hayes' wife, believe me, is going to have a great big parade going out over the next couple of 6 weeks, and the new chief's going to have a great big parade coming in, and Mayor Breed, who is running for re-election and hoping to get the votes from both the Irish and the LGBT community, is going to be in all those parades, okay?
So, comparing the apple and the orange, when there's a change at the top for the orange, if you will, or the apple being the San Francisco Police Department, you can expect some differences in philosophy and the way the department is run. When it comes to firefighting, I assume that's not much of a transition one way or the other?
It's pretty much get it done. I think there'll be questions about maybe getting more African-Americans on the command staff. There will be things about that. There's always a political give and take and sort of deal cutting that goes on behind the scenes. But San Francisco is a city unto itself, a world unto itself. And what they really didn't want was somebody coming in from the outside. And we see that usually in police and fire, but this one they wanted somebody from the inside.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.